low win rates, excessive discounting, challenging negotiations. Welcome to the Sales Readiness Podcast, a podcast brought to you by the Sales Readiness Group. We're an industry-leading sales training company that helps businesses develop highly effective sales organizations. This podcast is about one question: how to transform your team into peak performers. If you want the answer, keep listening. If you want it faster, visit salesreadinessgroup.com/podcast.
Hello, everyone. I'm here with Ray. He's an expert in sales and account management and CEO of the Sales Readiness Group. Today, we're going to be discussing the difference between sales and account management, a question that often comes up in conversations. Welcome, Ray.
Yeah, thanks, Alonzo. Excited to dive into this conversation. As you said, it's one that does come up often, and we have opinions like a number of things. So happy to share them.
So let's get to the definition of these things. How do you define sales and account management, and what are their respective roles in the business?
Yeah, well, and I'll start just by saying this is also very contextual to the account. So I think different organizations tend to define those roles differently, and there is an awful lot of overlap. But having said that, the way I think about it is sales is really focusing on generating new opportunities and new business, so getting new logos and closing deals. So, you know, both identifying, prospecting, identifying, qualifying, and then being able to present and close on specific deals. Where account management includes those things and the ability to grow those accounts and really focus on cross-selling into the account, expanding the footprint, and a year-over-year relationship with that account that helps it grow over the long term.
What are the key responsibilities of a sales professional, and how do they differ from those of an account manager?
Yeah, I mean, I think we can look at some of the high-level metrics, which is a good way to both define the goals and how we measure it. Where typically in sales, we'd be looking at initially, you know, their prospecting activities. So the number of calls, the number of meetings with qualified prospects that they're having, and pipeline growth. So are they able to generate pipeline through those conversations? And then ultimately, are they closing business? So number of deals and overall bookings volume would be typical metrics that you'd look at from a sales perspective. For an account manager, we'd be looking more at the overall account. So their satisfaction levels, the account growth over time, retention of that account, you know, both maybe users within the account if they're on a software type platform, as well as just retaining that account to continue to do business. And then looking at, you know, what's the overall recurring revenue over time within that account. And so those may include individual opportunities, but it's a little broader perspective, really thinking about how we grow that account for the long haul.
Now, so we're discussing this, Ray. Is it really common to have somebody close a new logo and then transfer that account to an account manager, or is it the same person?
Yeah, I, and again, that goes back to it's very different depending on the size of the organization, depending on the industry, depending on the maturity of the company. So I think you'll see in smaller companies, maybe fast growing, the individual that closes it will also follow that through and they will become the de facto account manager, where over time, I think that'll evolve and mature to where we need really full-time account managers dedicated to the satisfaction and support, both from a client service perspective, as well as looking at additional opportunities. So there you will often see more hunters versus farmers, where you have a team going out to get those new logos and open them up. And then maybe that's after the first deal, maybe it's after a year, but it transitions then to an account manager to take over that role.
I like that analogy that you just mentioned between hunters and farmers, which takes us to the next question, which is, what are the most important skills for success in sales, and how do they differ from the skills required for success in account management?
Yeah, and again, there's a lot of overlap, but I think about from a sales perspective, obviously you need to have great communication skills. You need to be able to be tenacious. I mean, some of those are more behaviors, but having the grit to show up, to make the calls, to get the foot in the door, really win that account. But again, you need to ask great questions, be curious, actively listen, and then be able to present the value of your solution. All along, you know, we're kind of building a relationship with that account. Again, on the account manager side, we're going to probably need all of those skills, but we also need to be more strategic. We need to think about the whole account map, who all the players are, the different departments, and where we may be able to offer other services. We also need to be more of a quarterback. So we're typically bringing in others into the organization. Maybe that's from our technology team. Maybe that's working with the client success team. Maybe we're developing customized solutions for that account. But we really need to make sure that everything is being done to satisfy that account. So you need the skills to be able to do that. So there's some project management. There's some strategic planning. And then I think we need to be able to analyze and identify trends within the account and kind of be that business consultant, right, to figure out how can we best serve the client, add value, and continue to grow our footprint.
Now let's dive into building and maintaining relationships. How do sales and account management professionals approach building and maintaining relationships with their customers? And if, are there any key differences in these approaches?
Yeah, so it's a critical skill regardless of those roles. But I think in sales, we need to be very good at that initial rapport building. So I think by doing our research, by making that initial connection, by asking great questions and listening to them, you know, we can demonstrate our expertise and start to build that initial connection. And then for account manager, it really builds on that where we're also, you know, continuing or expanding the relationship because we're delivering on our commitments, because we're following through and, you know, doing what we say we're going to do. We're bringing our organization alongside. We're really are their advocate. And I think we have the opportunity to win and continue to win their loyalty, right, by those skills that we use. So there, I think it becomes much more about service as well as, you know, just building the relationship.
Okay, we're going to transition now from skills to process. What are the main activities and tasks associated with sales and account management, and how do they contribute to the success of the business?
Yeah, so I think, you know, when we think about a standard sales process or at least stages in a sales cycle, we go from identifying our targets, right? We want to be going after ideal client profile, identifying who those personas are. And so we're going to prospect, we're going to have outbound, or maybe we're getting some inbound leads, but we're going to book those appointments. We're going to identify and qualify opportunities. We're going to do some discovery to really understand the needs, present our solution. There's probably some negotiating and commitment techniques, and then ultimately we're going to close that deal. So it follows that process where, you know, I think when we're thinking about the larger account management, one, we need to have a plan. We need to have that key account strategy and plan in place that says, based on our footprint, where we are today, where do we want to go? So how much opportunity is in that account? Where do those opportunities come from? So are there other departments? Can we expand what we're currently offering? So how do we grow that account? And typically there's some commitment year over year to grow. And then we need to be able to, you know, analyze, follow the satisfaction and service levels within that account, and probably have some type of a quarterly business review or QBR built into that process to say, well, let's check in, let's see how we're doing, share the results and the value, and then also talk about what those new opportunities are going forward, right? Where can we add more value? Where can we help? Maybe we can get a referral or an introduction into other parts of the organization. So I think, again, account management requires the ability to identify and close deals, but also the more strategic approach to how are we going to target and grow that account over time.
Okay, let's move to managing performance. Mm-hmm. What metrics are used to measure the success of sales and account management, and how do they differ?
Yeah, so if I had a scorecard or have a scorecard for the sales professional, again, the leading metric in my book, from my opinion, is those meetings. So are they booking meetings with qualified targets, either within maybe accounts they're calling on already or new logos, but are they booking those meetings? Because we know that the more meetings we have with qualified buyers, the more opportunities we're going to identify and the more deals we're going to close at the end of the day. So if anybody's seen the movie Moneyball, I'm a big fan of taking that metrics-driven approach. They said, get people on first base and they're more likely to get in scoring position, score runs, win games. Well, booking that first meeting is the equivalent of getting on base. And so, you know, from a scorecard perspective, I want to see the new meetings they booked. I want to see their pipeline growth. So in other words, are they growing the pipeline at an acceptable level? Is the pipeline large enough to cover their quota month over month or quarter over quarter? And then ultimately, are they closing deals? So how many deals? What's the average deal size? And what's the overall quota attainment? So those are kind of at the base level. And then on the account management, I think we really are looking at, is the account satisfied? So what are the satisfaction levels? And that's owned by the whole organization, but I think it's the key driver for the account manager. Are they happy? Are they buying more from us? So I think that goes from the recurring revenue, the re-engagement, being able to get those renewals. Are we able to cross-sell? So are we selling more of our services or additional services? And then again, year over year, are we growing the revenue within that account? That's kind of the key measure for an account manager.
Ray, for the larger, more mature organizations that happen to have both of these two functions separately, as far as human resources, mm-hmm. Do you have any examples of how these two functions work together, how they complement each other?
Sure. You know, I think, as you mentioned, sometimes there's a handoff. Sometimes they're still very much involved with each other. And it depends on, you know, how engaged those account managers are day to day. But I think what we often see is a sales professional, again, may identify that first opportunity. They're going to work with the client success team and then bring in the account manager to really look at that initial deal. We need that deal to be very successful. And so I think that's where there's a lot of collaboration, right, to make sure we get off on a right foot. And then oftentimes we've seen where the sales professional comes in, if there's a new opportunity, but in a completely different part of the organization. So they're going to come back in for their hunting skills, right? So the account manager is really focused on making sure we deliver, making sure we get the renewals on the existing, but maybe in a completely different business unit, there's an opportunity. Well, we're going to bring that hunter back in, or oftentimes they do, because they're going to probably have more focus, more time, and the better skills to book those appointments, get that initial conversation, do the discovery, where the account manager is, again, focused on delivering and servicing the account. So that's one of the areas we see that kind of handoff or collaboration. What I will say is it just needs to be clear what those roles are, where the lines of demarcation are, and then obviously it gets into compensation and performance in terms of kind of who's getting credit. But that typically ends up being, you know, handled at the organizational level.
Now, for anybody interested in these functions as part of their career, do you have any insight of what do these career paths look like and the opportunities available to professionals that want to get into sales? How do these paths differ from each other?
Yeah, and I think it is really interesting because organizations handle it differently. And again, it depends on how they've defined the roles. But I think what we typically see is the sales professional moves in one of two paths. Either they evolve into more of a strategic sales professional, so they take on larger deals, more strategic accounts. Maybe they take that top tier, just the enterprise accounts or deals over a certain threshold or value. So often they'll kind of graduate into that senior seller, but still an individual contributor, or they move into a sales manager position. So maybe they start managing a BDR or an account executive team, they become the manager and coach, and they then grow through being a sales director, regional director, vice president, et cetera. So I think those are two paths on the sales side. I think on the manager side, again, there may be a path through the account manager to a manager of those account managers, some sort of leadership position. They're taking on those strategic managers and managing them, or there's an opportunity for the account manager to move into more of a client success leadership role. So they become the leader of the delivery organization. They become a client success director, vice president, chief customer officer, those types of roles. So I think they have, you know, parallel but somewhat different paths. And there's often a lot of swapping or back and forth because there are so many of the skills that are common across the two roles.
Okay, I think this is pretty good for now, right, to help us get clear and our audience who have asked this question before between the difference between sales and account management. So I just wanted to thank you for your time.
That's great. Thanks for the questions, Alonzo. Enjoyed the discussion.
The market is changing, making sales skills more important than ever before. How to transform your team into peak performers? If you want the answer, plus free resources for podcast listeners, visit salesreadinessgroup.com/podcast.